or 1234. Now, here's your host, Mark Moses.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to a Tuesday edition of the Mark Moses Show, only right here on Sports Radio 1560 The Fan. Let's get right into it. And we got a lot of headlines going on right now at this hour. And we'll start with one of the craziest ones that I still don't believe. Yes, Mr. Tom Brady, the seven-time Super Bowl-winning quarterback. And yes, coming back to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this fall after retiring for maybe, 40 days earlier this year. He signed a deal with Fox Broadcasting today. And the New York Times is reporting that for him to become the lead analyst for football coverage on the NFL once he retires at 10 years, $375 million. I did the math, 375 divided by 10, around $37.5 million per season. This is when he retires from the NFL. So who even knows when that's going to happen? What is it, 2022? Maybe in 2027, when he gets to 50 years old, maybe then he'll retire and start his second career as a broadcast analyst. See, I understand Fox, they lost Joe Buck. They lost Troy Aikman. Remember, a decade ago or so, probably even longer, they lost Pat Summerall. They lost John Madden. And they're like, oh no, we got to make a splash. Now who do we have? Who is our next guy up? Who's the next guy that we can get where it's like, oh, I'll tune in. That guy's on the call. It appears Tom Brady, even though he's not retired yet. And people keep speculating, all right, when he retires, I don't even know when that's going to be. I have no idea. I literally, you know, we're in the business where we're not supposed to go on the air and say, I don't know. Because anyone can go on the air and say, I don't know. But the thing with Tom Brady, where he just keeps going like the Energizer Bunny, I don't know when he's going to retire. Maybe it's this year. Maybe it's 2 years from now. You know what? He did retire, then he unretired. So honestly, I don't know what to believe after a while. I don't know. That's my official answer. Maybe my gut is telling me, okay, this is the last hurrah where he wants to win a championship right off in the sunset. Then maybe he joins Fox for the 2023 season. At the same time, I don't know what this guy. He's 45. I don't know. Is he 450 years old? It's all a blur after a while with this guy. But my gut reaction, Fox is out of their damn mind to give this guy a 10-year deal. I get it. He's the greatest winner of all time. The greatest football player of all time. He's the GOAT. Greatest of all time, if you don't understand what the GOAT analogy means. But why would you give this guy, who's never called a game before, ever, why would you give him that much money? I don't understand. Look, it worked with Tony Romo, where he retired, and then CBS made him the lead analyst with Jim Nance as he replaced Phil Simms. And Phil Simms wasn't bad on the call. And they said, no, Tony Romo's going to be great. Let's make him the lead guy. But even CBS didn't give him, you know, some crazy, ludicrous deal of $10 million or so. It wasn't like that. It wasn't. They liked Romo at the beginning, and then they paid him. They made him the top guy there at CBS. He deserves it. He does a great job. He really does. When it comes to breaking down X's and O's during a game, he's been entertaining. But I still wouldn't give Tony Romo a 10-year deal. I wouldn't give Tom Brady a 10-year deal. Look, NFL teams won't give Tom Brady a 10-year deal. He never got that in his career. Now you're really going to bank. You really think, the way you've seen Tom Brady talk, do you really think he's going to be that great for 10 straight years? Honestly, it's such an insane deal that I don't know when he's going to actually retire, and there's no way do I think he's going to last 10 years in the booth. There's no way. I could see a crazy scenario with this guy where, all right, he retires, then he tries it for a year in the booth, then he's like, nah, I'm going to go back to go playing for the Buccaneers. That's what I could see happening after a while. Anything's on the table with this guy. Anything. Man, 10-year deal, $375 million. Is that what the New York Times is going with? That's a lot of moolah. You could do that and never play football again. Like, they're not going to get head concussions in the booth or blown out knee. If you're Brady, maybe you take this deal now. Ah, the hell with it. I've won enough. Man, it's good to be this guy. You know, it's one of those things with him where it's like, oh, I was drafted 199. No one believed in me. No. He's in his mid-40s. He's at that point now where people have loved him and respected him, feared him. Any other word you can think of, he's had that longer in his life than him being an underdog. It's just like you see, you know, you've got like rappers like Jay-Z and Ice Cube, which I love. I love those guys. But they're like, oh man, from the mean streets, I struggled. No, you're now in your 50s. You've been rich, famous celebrity longer than the struggle. That's how I look at it. Tom Brady's in the same boat. Man, he's going to retire whenever that is. I don't know, maybe 50 years from now. And then he's going to go to the broadcast booth, guaranteed cash. That's right, to call football games. Again, we don't know if he's going to be good. We have no idea. None. He might be awful. What if he's so terrible that you're like, we can't have him on the call anymore, but then we still have to pay him $375 million guaranteed? What if that's the scenario that happens? All this is on the table, all of it. So that's Tom Brady. I had to start with that. Now I want to go to a former Gator. I want to give him some love. There is a former Florida Gator basketball player who's still in the NBA. He was on those famous, 06-07 back-to-back Billy Donovan teams that won two championships and really legitimized Gator basketball. Yes, Al Horford is 36 years old. He's playing for the Boston Celtics. 36 years old. I saw him play earlier this year at the Amway Center. The guy is not the same player he used to be. He's not as fast. He's not as strong. He can't jump as high. But he's in there as a veteran presence. And oh man, did Al Horford, former Gator, journeyman in the NBA, former All-Star. Last night there in Milwaukee, Al Horford went crazy. And it was right out of some wrestling angle you'd see on the WWE. Where in the game, Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak, went to the lane and dunked on Al Horford. Right in his face. Posterize. Then Giannis started trash talking and staring down Al Horford. He got a technical for that, for taunting. Al Horford did not like that. He was not happy. And he started barking at Giannis. He woke up and he dominated. Seriously, dominated the rest of that game last night. Al Horford, 36 years old, after getting dunked on, after getting embarrassed, woke him up, and he went for a career playoff high 30 points in the win for the Boston Celtics. This stat just blew my mind. In the fourth quarter last night, on the road, Al Horford and his teammate Jason Tatum, who's not 36, by the way, he's 24, they went a combined 11 for 12 from the field in the fourth quarter. I think the Celtics scored over 40 points in the fourth quarter on the defending champs on their court. He had 30 points. That guy is past his prime, and he got angry. This former Florida Gator was legit last night. And I like after the game where Marcus Smart, who won Defensive Player of the Year, he tweeted out something in the lines of, man, I hope when I'm 36, I'm as good as Al Horford. And he said it in the highest regard. I think it's how we all feel. Man, that was awesome. Don't poke the bear or Al Horford will go off. And he did. And now that's a 2-2 series game, 2-2 series tie. And they're not going to go back to Boston, best of three now. That was awesome. It really was. Al Horford, man, who saw that coming? Don't mess with that guy. That was really cool. Really, really cool. And one more story for my open here on a Tuesday. So I'm seeing some rumblings on Twitter at this hour that some of the coaching staff there at One Bucks Place for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. See, Brady, Al Horford, back to the Buccaneers. It appears that the third string quarterback, Kyle Trask, who 2 years ago was a runner-up, or was that 3 years ago? See, now I'm forgetting what year we're in. I think it was 2 years ago, was the runner-up for the Heisman. He's been the backup. He was the third stringer last year for Brady, then it's Blaine Gabbert, then you had Kyle Trask there with the Buccaneers. And some of the coaching staff on offense, rumblings have said, you know, he won't be the backup. He's going to be holding that clipboard as a third-string quarterback again. He won't even be competing for the backup position there. And the Bucs feel confident with Brady, Gabbard, and then Kyle Trask. And honestly, if you're Kyle Trask, what else is new? This has been most of your career. Remember, when he was in high school, he was the backup to De'Aaron King. Didn't really play. Gets to Florida. He's the backup to 50 different quarterbacks. Only gets his shot because of injury and inconsistency of the starting quarterback. No, seriously, then he gets his chance in there, and the guy goes out of his mind and starts playing like a championship-level quarterback. Almost had a chance to win the Heisman, almost had a chance to win the SEC, and becomes a, what, late second-round pick of the Buccaneers. So it's funny where didn't play in high school, barely played at college, only about a year and a half, and now he's going to be sitting on the bench. What else is new for Kyle Trask? And honestly, look, there'll be a training camp. They'll have preseason. He'll have opportunities to compete for the backup role. He will. He'll have opportunities. He will. And there's a part of me where if there was no Tom Brady, maybe he'd have a chance to be the starting quarterback of this team. Maybe that could have been a real opportunity. But Brady is a vampire and he won't go away. And honestly, if you're a Bucs fan, yeah, you'll stay with Tom Brady. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, we'll do that. But it's like crazy. Like, oh, no, he won't have an opportunity. Well, if you're Kyle Trask, what else is new? Look, man, keep collecting those checks. Collect them checks and have a great time with the Buccaneers. And maybe in 2047, when Brady finally retires, you're going to have a chance to compete for an NFL starting quarterback position. That's right. Get that money, buddy. Get it good. But I love they're just trying to create these controversies. Like, oh, no, what if this happens? It's going to be all right for Kyle Trask. I hope he gets an opportunity one day. But you know what? Just sit and learn from the great Tom Brady, and maybe in 2 years you can have the opportunity to go compete somewhere else or with the Buccaneers. All this is on the table. All of it. Yeah. This is so crazy. I can't believe Fox gave Brady a 10-year, $375 million deal, and you don't even know when he can actually play. This is all on the table. And when I mean play in your broadcast booth and be a professional broadcaster, because the dude wants to win more Super Bowls. And maybe he retires when he's 50 years old. All this is on the table. All of it, buddy. All of it. Let's go to break. Alan Slaughter-Zinsi is going to join us next. We're going to preview postseason baseball, Brevard County style, high school for baseball and softball. I know tonight we're going to get it going here with regional action. We'll do that next with Alan Z, Brevard Sports Network, next here on 1560 The Fan.